This reflection will be revolving around sharing my final thoughts on badminton preseason as an activity in season two. I think that badminton preseason has been an enriching experience for me because I was able to utilize my time really well to work on my footwork, which is definitely a goal that I had in mind throughout the entire time. I think just to be more specific, I focus on the accuracy of my lifts and the frequency in which I was able to do it successfully. I was also thinking more about my placement, the placement of my shuttles, and to come back to center. So when I was to constantly remind myself to come back to center, to place in the different corners, but also to lift, to also increase the frequency for my successful lifts and my footwork. Those are all points that I had in mind throughout the entire experience. And I think that having those goals in mind very clearly laid out since the beginning helped me improve drastically, because those were the things that I was constantly pining for. And at every spare moment, I was able to practice with my partner Maxine, and she was very willing and very helpful in helping me progress, as I did with her as well. I think reflecting on what has happened this season, it's definitely been a unique experience because I had the pleasure of being selected for morning training. So because of the overwhelming numbers of people who signed up for badminton preseason in the afternoons from 6 to 7:30, which was quite a difficult commitment in itself because of the timing and because I was not able to take the 6 p.m. bus. And there was a lacking of courts. There were too many people for too little courts. It was difficult in the midst of the training to see whether going to training was actually worth it, because I wasn't able to maximize the hour and a half that I had because there wasn't a lot of court space, and also it was very difficult afterwards because I had to take a taxi back home quite late, which would mean extra costs, but also a lot of time taken out of my studies. And so when I was selected for the morning training, I was very excited, and I thought that this sort of demonstrated my skills for being able to undertake a new challenge, because the morning trainings were obviously more selective, and they were sort of a precursor to those people who might be considered for the A team. So I was very excited to be and very pleased that my efforts were sort of being recognized. I think that this was definitely an unfamiliar experience because I had never been a part of anything that had to do with morning training, that had to do with waking up early and waking up way before the normal time that I would usually get up, but also coordinating with people to make sure that we get there on time. I think that this unfamiliar experience was something that turned out to be extremely beneficial and an experience that I truly enjoyed, because even though we had to wake up early and we had to start training at 6, after each training I felt very refreshed but also invigorated, and I felt more ready to start the day than I had any other days of the week or any of the days I've had before that. So it made me realize that exercise in the morning is a very positive experience for me. And it's encouraged me, I think, perhaps in the near future, if I have a big exam that day or if I'm very stressed, perhaps waking up slightly earlier, sleeping earlier and waking up slightly earlier in order to fit in some exercise would be good for my overall well-being and health. I think that this sort of touches on learning outcome too, demonstrating that challenges have been undertaken and developing new skills in the process. I think that the challenge of pushing myself to go to morning training, but also pushing myself, being very critical of myself of my performance, especially in the face of other people who were likely to be 18 candidates. It pushed me, and I sort of took on the challenge of continuing to strive for the best, and it made me perform at my best. I think that during the morning training times, that was sort of when my badminton skills peaked, because I was playing at a level that I hadn't played before. And I think whilst previously I've had experiences of feeling very constrained under pressure and playing in front of others or playing with people better than me, I found very stressful and very intimidating. Now, with the experience of having gone to morning training, I think that playing with people who are better than you is a very important experience, but also one that is very beneficial, because they're able to push you to your limits consistently. And so in that sense, you can constantly be improving your skills and improving yourself. So this change in mindset has one that has demonstrated sort of undertaking a challenge, because I feel like overcoming this mindset is something that I've been trying to do for a long time. I am one who sort of faces performance anxiety, and I get very nervous or anxious playing in front of other people or against other people who are better than me. And I think that this has been a very positive shift, that I've been able to sort of take on the challenge and recognize that playing with people who are better than me is a meaningful experience. Overall, with the new season coming, and this is the competitive season, I hope to continue to focus on sort of my goals that I've set out for myself since the beginning of this year, and really drill on those certain skills and techniques so that I can be more prepared when it comes to matches under pressure, but also playing with students from other schools. Thank you.